Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon. My name is Behr Esmat. I'm ICANN's Regional Vice President of Global Stakeholder Engagement in the Middle East and the Managing Director of the Middle East and Africa Regional Office. I'm very pleased to welcome you to the seventh edition of our annual regional meeting, the Middle East DNS Forum. In normal circumstances, we would have been in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today, but due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the meeting had to move to the virtual environment. We're very grateful to our partners, the Communications and Information Technology Commission, CITC, of Saudi Arabia, for their commitment to host the forum initially when it was supposed to take place in Riyadh last year. And more recently in the lead up to the virtual event that is kicking off today. The Middle East represents one of the most connected regions in the world, and it has outpaced the global average in terms of internet penetration. A decade ago, the Middle East internet penetration was below the 30% global average. By 2020, the global average had almost doubled to 59%. While the Middle East had almost tripled, hitting 70%. This rise in penetration has been coupled with a thriving digital economy in most countries in the region. Recent data shows that the Middle East's digital economy has continued its steady growth during the unprecedented pandemic, with very promising prospects for the coming years. Thanks to the region's young population, who grew up with digital technologies as an integral part of their everyday lives. And today, in their 20s and 30s, they are fully equipped with the tools and the skills of the future. But the digital economy will continue to thrive and create new opportunities only if the underlying infrastructure of the internet remains stable and secure. ICANN's mission is to ensure the stable and secure operation of the internet's unique identifiers that include the domain name system and internet protocol addresses, or in short, the names and numbers. These names and numbers represent the underpinnings that make the unified global internet that we all enjoy today. ICANN's global stakeholder engagement team, which I lead in the region, is responsible for engaging with all stakeholders across the region. Our goal is to inform stakeholders of the different work streams of ICANN and support their meaningful participation in ICANN. ICANN's Middle East Regional Plan focuses on developing awareness and skills in different areas of the DNS. This plan guides our engagement efforts in the region and is becoming more prominent as internet penetration grows. The Middle East DNS Forum is a product of this regional plan. In a recent survey that was carried out to assess the forum's success in fulfilling its goals and in response to a question about the forum's impact as a space for engagement, one participant said, and I quote, "It's the only regional forum that focuses on DNS issues and where the Middle East community can meet to share knowledge and experience." Over the next 3 days, we will have discussions on a variety of topics, such as emerging standards and technologies and their potential impact on the DNS, growing demand for DNS security, the new generic top-level domain GTLD program, where things stand currently and the way forward, the domain industry from a global and regional lens, with a focus on innovations as well as challenges, internationalized domain names, IDNs, and related developments in relation to the use of the Arabic language and script, universal acceptance of domain names, among other topics. And before I introduce our first keynote speaker, I'd like to recognize our sponsors, Central NIC Registry, Public Interest Registry, Uni Naming and Registry, and GoDaddy Registry. Thank you all for supporting the event this year. And last but not least, thank you all participants for joining us today. With that, I'd like to invite His Excellency, Dr. Mohammed Al-Tamimi, Governor of the Communications and Information Technology Commission of Saudi Arabia, to give his keynote speech. Dr. Al-Tamimi, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Esmat. Do you hear my voice now?
Yes, sir, we do.
طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear friend Gordon Marby, President and CEO of ICANN, our distinguished guest, I have great pleasure in welcoming you all to the 7th Middle East DNS Forum, which will be hosted virtually by CITC in collaboration with the ICANN. The internet is considered as one of the most effective and disruptive innovation, and my task is will be easy now to convince that the importance of the internet, one of which has brought people and places much closer together and revolutionized how people across the world communicate with each other. Since the very beginning, the internet has continued to develop its capacity, resilience, and functionality to provide high level of availability and performance that people are increasingly enjoying today, while simultaneously enabling a lot of emerging and advanced technology that are fundamentally changing the way people and business interact with each other, with the support of ICANN, of course. Here in Saudi Arabia, CITC firmly believe that IP infrastructure is the key blanket for enabling both communication as well as wide online services. We have put supporting its development at our core of our strategy, which will enable us to fulfill our mandate as a digital regulator and enabler. Saudi Arabia was also the first country in the region to enable DNSSEC for Saudi Arabia. We coordinate with operators in Saudi Arabia to enable DNSSEC in their resolvers, which resulted in more than 95% now of queries resulting in DNSSEC validation. More recently, we launched a registrar model that resulted in accrediting 5 registrar in the first application phase. We are now planning to open another application stage to extend the number of accredited registrar further. This will continue to underpin the strength of Saudi domain name industry, and we hope that all localized management of these resources in this manner will stimulate and the business environment in Saudi Arabia. To conclude, I would like to thank all of you for attending this event, and I hope you find this forum to be insightful and useful and get us to the outcome that leverage its potential to support and enable new technology trends while maintaining a high level of security and stability. Thank you very much and welcome to the forum.
Thank you, Dr. Tamimi. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for your team's efforts in enabling DNSSEC and making Saudi Arabia, the leading country in the region in that regard. With that, I'd like to introduce Joran Marby, ICANN's President and CEO. Joran.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bahar. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, we can.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'm very pleased to welcome you to the 7th Middle East DNS Forum, which in normal circumstances should have been taken place in Riyadh and not via Zoom. I'm actually especially disappointed in this because I never had the opportunity in my life to visit Riyadh so far, and I made a promise and a pledge that I should come there before the meeting was moved into Zoom. I still hope that I can be invited to come to your country at another time instead. I would like to take the opportunity to thank you, Dr. Al-Tamimi, for your participation and your support for this event. I also would like to thank your team for the help of this. As Your Highness mentioned, the internet's value and importance in bringing people together has never been more apparent than it's now during the pandemic. Today's forum is a great example of that. And I think it shows also with the progress you talked about that the DNS forum is a part of something that is much bigger, and that's bringing internet and connectivity to people in the region. I'm actually here today to make a pledge. And it's a sort of a two-folded pledge. One of them is, of course, to continue and increase your participation in ICANN because your voice is needed. And I will talk a little bit about why your voice is needed there. I know, especially now, there's a lot of demands on your time and understand the challenges you face. But as a region, it is important for you to have a voice within ICANN. In many ways, when people ask me what ICANN actually is, I talk about that you can sort of see it from sort of two pillars. One of those pillars being the policy-making process, and the other one is actually our technical work. It's like a tree with two branches. And let me talk a little bit about the technical part of what ICANN actually does, because sometimes it's forgotten. Every time you go online, regardless of which device you're using, wherever you are in the world, which kind of network you're using, you actually hit upon something that originates from ICANN. And that's what we do. We provide a world with the identifiers, especially the DNS identifiers, which is actually what makes it possible for you to connect on this thing we call the internet. And when people go online, they need to be able to access content easily and in their local languages. They need to trust the internet works safely and securely. They need to be connected to users around the world and be able to see the benefits of the digital economy. You know better than anyone else that the internet is global and local at the same time. That is why it's important for you to participate in ICANN so your countries, your languages, and your cultures are represented. And I hope that ICANN can be seen to be here to help you with this. Over the past years or so, most of us have been or are still on the some sort of stay at home. I'm actually doing this call from my working room, sitting in Los Angeles, where I have been sitting for a year. During this time, it's never been evident how the internet provides us all with this lifeline. We are much more aware now how the internet has impacted our lives in so many different ways, in our economies, in our social lives, in our cities, and in our homes. And it continues to bring us information and entertainment, allowing some of us to continue to work and educate, enable us to maintain the way we need most during this time of isolation, social connection. But as all those developments, it's important to keep in mind that the DNS is not a platform. It is, in fact, the framework that allows users to navigate the internet and easily reach each other and reach to preferred platforms, applications, content, and service that rise on top of the internet. And I often speak, and I know you know this very well, but I often give speeches to different audiences. I talk about this difference between what is the internet and what is platforms on the internet. You know that when you walk into a platform, you walk into someone else's computer. The internet works differently. You can go anywhere on the internet. This framework, which supports our global online connection and the digitalization and online innovation that we see around us. And it's interesting that this fantastic technology is actually given us that so many people around the world is now connected. I heard before that one of the reasons why you're so successful is also that you have very many young people, which means that they have already been connected. But I want to say something. Internet, where it started to grow up, this was, as everybody knows, I want an English quotation, reading from left to right with a dot. Your region has been very successful at addressing the fact that this has to be local. I want to do more, because I know that local content, local ability, the ability for use your own keyboard or your own language is very, very, very important. Because that's really where internet starts to grow. What we call SUPRO, or the next round, which I know you will talk more about, it's actually about that. It's by making sure that the internet can be more local than what it was before. So people around the world can use their own language, their own context, their own narrative. So you in your region can make your own internet instead of always relying on something that comes from outside the region. So please, if that's my other pledge of this call, is to make sure that you engage in this one from a positive attitude, because it will bring positive things for you as well. And I want to mention that during this time, the Arabic script and domain names such as .alisu, I can't pronounce it, I'm very sorry. I've been trying to do that all evening, but my Arabic is not as good. It was one of the first IDM top-level domains introduced back in 2010. In fact, CITC technical team's efforts and expertise in their pioneering work on the Arabic script IDNs are greatly appreciated and strengthened IDNs in the region. Because that's the other thing. We have to spend more resources and time on IDNs, but we also have to work with university acceptance. When I go around the world, and now I do an unsue, there is a couple of things that often comes up. One of them is, for instance, the security of the internet itself, something we call the DNS abuse. ICANN's role in this, ICANN's role in this is often to provide facts, to help people to understand and help to see how operators works in this. I want to mention we're also creating tools for this. During COVID, we created a tool to track in domain names that use the word COVID-19 and other ones related words, so we can see that the websites were set up in such a way that it's not fraudulent in any way. We also have a system called DAR, where we actually can help to measure the amount of abuse in a top-level domain. We also offer that for free for country code operators as well, and we have more and more country code operators coming into this as well. I don't want to talk too long because you have a lot of things to do and a lot of important discussions over the next 3 days. But I want to leave you with repeating my pledge. And I hope I wasn't unpolite when asking you for an invitation to come to Riyadh when this is over, because I really would like to come there. Please join and don't forget to be a part of the ICANN community, because there you're going to be a part of shaping also your own internet. The next round is really about shaping the opportunity for people to have domain names, which is in their culture, their names, their language, their narrative. That's going to be very, very important. Help us to continue to build and create an even more secure and stable internet for you, for people around the world, because that's something that we have seen all together now for the last year, how important it is. With that, I would like to thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you.
Thank you, Joran, and thank you for joining despite it's too late at your end, or maybe too early in the morning in Los Angeles. Next, I'd like to invite Manal Ismail. Manal is the Chief Expert Internet Policies at the National Telecommunication Regulatory Authority of Egypt, and she's also the Chair of the Governmental Advisory Committee, GAC. Of ICANN. Manal?
Thank you very much, Baher, and good morning, everyone. Mr. Mohammed bin Saud al-Tamimi, Governor of the Communications and Information Technology Commission, CITC, of Saudi Arabia. Mr. Joran Marby, President and CEO of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. Distinguished participants. It's my pleasure to be with you all today at the 7th Middle East DNS Forum, among all distinguished speakers addressing the forum, and with experts and key stakeholders from the region, all gathering today to discuss the latest developments in the global DNS market and investigate ways to grow and strengthen the DNS industry in the Middle East. I would like to start by thanking our host, the Government of Saudi Arabia, represented by CITC, and thanking ICANN for organizing this 7th version of the forum. Although the current circumstances and the global pandemic have prevented us from meeting in person in Saudi Arabia, it is great to be able to participate virtually, so many thanks to all who have worked hard to make this possible. Dear colleagues, 23 years ago, in September 1998, ICANN was established, and a few months later, on March 1999, the GAC was formed as an advisory committee to ICANN. introducing the role of governments in ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. The Governmental Advisory Committee constitutes the voice of governments and intergovernmental organizations in ICANN's multi-stakeholder structure. It provides a venue where governments represent and advance their collective views and work together to provide consensus advice to ICANN board. Consensus gives significant weight to the GAC advice and mandates ICANN board to duly take it into consideration. The GAC provides advice on issues of public policy pertaining to ICANN's mandate, especially where there may be interaction between ICANN's activities or policies and national laws or international agreements. Throughout GAC discussions, we strive to hit the right balance between respecting national laws while following global standards, satisfying the need for data protection and privacy while fulfilling the requirements for combating cybercrime, ensuring safety and security of the internet while maintaining its openness and its nature as a platform for innovation, and ensuring inclusion and seeking consensus while remaining effective and efficient. Over the past two decades, the GAC membership grew from only 24 members and 7 observers at its very first meeting to 179 members and 38 observers as we speak today. Such growth would have not been possible if it has not been empowered by inclusion, transparency, openness, and cross-community collaboration. During those years, the GAC has evolved significantly, moving from completely closed meetings to fully open meetings, recorded, transcribed, and with real-time interpretation in all 6 UN languages plus Portuguese. Throughout this journey, the GAC has been an integral part of ICANN's bottom-up, multi-stakeholder, consensus-based policy development process, taking part in several milestones that include the introduction of internationalized domain names, and many thanks to Saudi Arabia's efforts in that respect, and introduction of new generic top-level domains, as well as the transition of the IANA stewardship role from the US government to the global multi-stakeholder community, accompanied by the formation of the empowered community. Dear colleagues, as we talk today about how to develop the DNS ecosystem, allow me to share with you a few highlights on topics currently under discussion by the GAC. First, the European General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and its implication on who is data, and the influence of regional and national laws and regulations on the borderless governance structure of the internet. Second, the subsequent procedures for new rounds of GTLDs and how to reach out and ensure participation of underrepresented regions. Third, DNS abuse mitigation, including in relation to pandemic-related strings. Fourth, protection of IGO acronyms and how to balance this with national or regional trademark laws. And fifth, implementation of recommendations on maintaining ICANN's accountability post the IANA stewardship transition. And last but not least, of course, the ongoing and further coming discussions on IDNs and universal acceptance. So there are many important issues under discussion by governments at ICANN in relation to the domain name ecosystem and its relevant policies. Dear colleagues, while digital transformation is already the focus of governments aiming at building an inclusive digital society and promoting digital trust, the global pandemic comes to pose a new normal and force accelerating all national digital transformation plans. With almost every activity now moving to the internet, online presence turned to be a fundamental necessity now more than ever. Governments are using their websites to share crucial health information and to provide critical health services. Schools and universities have shifted to e-learning and remote exams. Similarly, providers across all different fields are now moving their services online. This requires them to establish an online identity. Accordingly, domain name registrations are increasingly coming into focus, and we should be keen to grow the domain name industry and the overall DNS ecosystem within our region. It is also essential that we work to support an inclusive, multilingual internet that provides more choices and enables equal access to all user segments across our societies. To achieve that, we should be keen to continue working on the three main pillars that allow a smooth, seamless, end-to-end multilingual internet experience, namely IDNs, universal acceptance, and local content. While local content is not within the focus of this forum, I believe it is important for us to further discuss IDNs and universal acceptance. IDNs were introduced by ICANN around 10 years ago, again with thanks to Saudi Arabia's efforts in that respect. But still, Arabic script registrations are very low, with the highest being Saudi Arabia at around 3,000 registrations as of 2020. The COVID-19 experience illustrated the need to reach everyone online, giving new opportunities to Arabic domain names. We need to build on this opportunity in order to attain the full benefits promised by IDNs and universal acceptance, including enabling online communication in local languages and reaching out to everyone, irrespective of whether they master a foreign language or not. Preserving local culture and identity by protecting local languages and encouraging their use on and off the internet. Acquiring future-proof systems and applications. And developing the domain name industry in the region and consequently the local content industry as well. And this can only happen by allowing a fair market with equal opportunity for all domains, and by growing the domain name market through increasing competition, innovation, and customer choice, and enhancing the multilingual user experience. By working on those pillars, increasing internet penetration, promoting digital literacy, supporting email address internationalization, and addressing the needs of those who are not yet connected, we can bridge the digital divide, facilitate social inclusion, pave the way for digital transformation, and make sure no one is left behind. Before I conclude, I would like to echo what Bjorn said earlier and to stress the importance of active participation in order to make sure our region's interests and concerns are well represented and properly channeled through the relevant discussions. So I would like to invite all governments to join our GAC discussions and those already members to participate actively. I would also like to invite other stakeholder groups from the region to participate actively in relevant discussions of the ICANN community. We need to collectively participate in shaping the policies that affect internet resources and influence the future of the DNS ecosystem and the development of the DNS industry within our region, and to collectively build capacities, harmonize policies, address challenges, and identify opportunities in order to ultimately secure an inclusive, trusted, reliable, and resilient domain name ecosystem. As we heard from everyone this morning, we have significant potential within our region, and we need to collaborate and cooperate to unleash this potential and grow our share of the domain name industry. At the end, I wish you all, over the coming 3 days, fruitful discussions, productive deliberations, and yet another successful Middle East DNS forum. Back to you, Beher. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Manel. Thank you for re-emphasizing the importance of IDNs and universal acceptance in this region. In fact, the last day of the event, day three, is going to be dedicated for this topic. We have the full two sessions on IDNs and universal acceptance, and we're going to hear from our colleagues in Saudi Arabia about their journey with regard to the use of the Arabic language in the domain names. I can see that we still have a few minutes before we end the session. I can give you some minutes or some time back, but let me see if there are any questions. If anyone has questions, you can put them in the chat pod, or you can raise your hand. In the meantime, there are a couple of housekeeping remarks I'd like to share. One, we do have live interpretation throughout the event. On your Zoom screen, you will see a button for interpretation. If you press the button, you will see two channels, one for Arabic, one for Turkish. So please feel free to use this this service. Also, the event is being broadcasted on YouTube, and my colleague has already shared the YouTube link in the chat pod. One other, I still don't see any questions or any.
Did my hair just disappear out in the virtual space?
Yes, I think we lost Beher.
Hi everyone, this is Sahar speaking. We are now getting Bahar back to the meeting, but in the meantime, I would like to reiterate the questions. If anybody would like to raise any questions for the speakers, we would be happy to read your questions. You may either write in the chat pod or you may either raise your hand.
Thank you, Sahar and Manel speaking. Meanwhile, as we wait for questions, I would like also to bring to your attention the link in the chat shared by Gülten from GAC support staff. So if you're interested in the GAC work, please, you can follow the GAC work through this link. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, I'm back. I got my connection cut off. So I was actually inviting those who would like to turn on their cameras to do so, so that we can get screenshots, from the participation. So I'd invite again those who feel comfortable to open their cameras. Please do so. Thank you. Okay, I still see more people coming. Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. I still don't see any questions or comments, but if I missed something, maybe one of my colleagues can just, you know, correct me. We still have a few minutes until we start our next session. Our next session is going to be with our Chief Technology Officer, David Conrad, and it's going to be in the same Zoom room, so it's the same link. So those who you know, plan to attend, stay in. Those who would like to disconnect, you can reconnect to the next to the same room, the same link.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I see Mr. Shaban hands up.
Oh, okay. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Bahar. Thank you, Manal. And sorry to raise my hand a little late, but I was late in from the beginning, so I apologize for that. In fact, I have a question for Manal, because as she knows me, I'm an old-timer, and you know me, Bahar, too. I haven't attended maybe physically the ICANN meeting, and now everything is virtual anyway. But just have a question for you, please, Manal. Thank you for the presentation. I noticed now the GAC is more open and you receive more people from outside the GAC, even for all the sessions, or still there are some closed sessions only for government representatives, please? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charles. And no, all GAC sessions are open. Even the communique drafting session is open. It happened gradually over time. So there were certain meetings where the communique drafting was still closed, but now all the GAC sessions are open for observing by the community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charles, and good to see you. We haven't met for quite some time. Good to see you. Okay. Well, if no other questions or
comments. There is a question. There is a question in the chat.
Please, yeah, I don't see the chat. Okay, please. Okay, hope all doing well. Have ICANN did a research about how the pandemic affect CCTLD growth, either positively or negatively?
I can answer. The answer is no. We have not looked into that. But the general feeling we have is that the amount of it's been a lot of new people buying domain names all over the world during the pandemic. We saw a spike if you look at it in the beginning of the pandemic, but we haven't looked into CCs, and I don't know if we actually can look into the CC specifically, as they are independent as decision making bodies from ICANN. What we did see. So I think it's been, and most of them has been a positive, but David Conrad, our CTO, is coming on the next session. So maybe he knows more about it, but we haven't done a study in that sense.
Thank you, Joran. And there was another question about the agenda, and I just shared the link to the agenda on the chat.
May I make a comment to it? So just thinking, I mentioned the DAR system that we have that we opened up also for country code operators. I think we now have 15, 16 country code operators connected to our DAR system, which produces, and I know David will speak about this, but produces targeted reports about, for instance, abuse. And maybe for them, we can see, because we actually get more material from them, maybe we can see that there. That was also marketing the ability for you to come into the DAR world as well. But please ask David about it.
Thanks, Joran. And yes, David is going to touch upon DAR. And we also have dedicated presentation on the same topic later in the day today. And I see more comments coming about CCTLD registration growth in some countries, about also some registrars, you know, sharing what they have been observing during the pandemic. So thank you for this. Okay. So yeah, I think we're a few minutes away from the next session. I'd like once again to thank our partners, CITC, Dr. Tamimi and the team. Thank you so much for your support. I'd like to thank our sponsors, our speakers for this opening session, and all participants. Please stay stay with us. We're going to start in a few minutes. I think we are good to end the closing session, sorry, the opening session of the seventh edition of the DNS Forum, Middle East DNS Forum. Thank you again for joining, and I'll be staying for the next session. I hope you will do the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Baher. All the best for everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
Recording stopped.